arborists from around the world are gathering in Wisconsin this weekend to put their professional skills to the test and maybe have some fun along the way.
The International Tree Climbing Championship starts this Saturday in Milwaukee. And here to tell us more about the competition is Shelley Wollerman. She's a certified arborist and one of the two tree climbers from Wisconsin who will be competing in the International Tree Climbing Championships. Shelley, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
So let's get acquainted with this event. What happens at it?
The competition consists of one day of preliminary events and then a master's challenge on the second day. The preliminaries consist of five different events. There is a work climb where you start at the top of the tree and have to hit four or five bells in the tree and work your way down. There is an aerial rescue where they set up a dummy in the tree and give them an injury, and you have to work your way into the tree and get them down safely. There is a throw line event where you have to install a couple of climbing lines into a tree, and the higher you get the climbing line into the tree, the more points you get. And then there is a belayed speed climb where you climb from the bottom of the tree to the top of the tree as fast as you can, basically using just the limbs of the tree itself. And then footlock is an event where you have to pull yourself up a rope about 50 feet, basically, as fast as you can.
And Shelley, when I first heard about this, I thought tree climbing and the image of kids frolicking, climbing up a couple branches popped into my head. This is not that. This is some serious work you're doing here.
Yes, yes. International is very serious. I mean, people from around the world, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, they take it very seriously, and they train pretty much year-round so that they have a shot at winning the competition.
Now, something tells me that there are not a whole lot of champion tree climbers in the world. How do you become one?
It kind of starts out, like you said, I am a certified arborist, and so the ISA has local chapters, so I'm a member of the Wisconsin chapter, and so each chapter has its own competition locally, and then the winner of that competition gets to attend the international competition.
How long have you been working up in the trees, Shelley?
It has been about 4 years, probably.
And have you been competing that whole time?
Yes, I have. It didn't take me long to start competing once I started climbing trees. So,
now, you wouldn't be doing this if it weren't a labor of love. What do you love about being up there in a tree, and in particular in climbing a tree?
It's something different every day. I mean, you're going to a different job site every day. You're not doing the same thing. I mean, each tree and each job is completely different from the next. So it's kind of a nice variety, and it doesn't get old at all.
And you mentioned there's the rescue event where you go up the tree and rescue an injured dummy as it happens. I understand you, when you got into doing this work, also got some EMT training. Why did you do that?
I became a licensed EMT at the basic level because I know tree climbing is a very dangerous job because you are working with chainsaws and you're using them in trees. I mean, especially in storm damage, you're using chainsaws on the ground and things can react very differently. So I figured the more that I knew about safety and how to deal with things, the better off our company and our crew would be. So if anything did happen, I would be able to deal with it until paramedics come.
Now, Shelley, most of us are never going to make it up to the top of a tree like you do, sounds like, just about every day. What is the view like up there?
I don't know. There's a couple of places. It doesn't happen very often, but there's usually a couple of trees that are tall enough, and if you're kind of working on the lake or on a hillside, you can once you get up there, you have a really nice view of just the landscape and all of the trees, or a view across the lake of the Capitol. I mean, it's pretty amazing. It doesn't happen very often, but if you're in the right location, you have some pretty nice views.
I suppose a lot of time the view from up in a tree is all the other trees.
Yes, pretty much.
So I'm not a big climbing guy. I imagine this takes a lot of upper body strength, both to do the work you do and to compete. How do you train, or is doing the work training enough to stay in shape?
For me, doing the work is training enough. I really don't train a whole lot. I might get together with a couple of friends to practice foot walking every once in a while. But I mean, I'm usually in trees every day, so I consider that my training.
And this weekend, you've got the home field advantage, being one of the two climbers from Wisconsin to compete. Does that add any extra pressure?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I was actually really looking forward to this competition because it is, you know, my home competition, because I know there's going to be a lot of people there that I know, and I was very excited to have that kind of background, I guess.
And can people come out and watch? And if so, what should we be looking for up in the trees?
Yep, people are definitely invited to watch. I would probably bring a lawn chair. There's going to be 5 different trees that are set up, usually in a smaller area, so that you can kind of tell, and each event is marked off by cones and it's all taped off. But I mean, you're free to walk around throughout the entire day to different events. I mean, it's kind of, there's a rotation of different 5 or 6 different groups so that you hit all of the stations. But I mean, it's, if you sit down and watch the work climb for an hour or two, I mean, even an hour, you're going to see some amazing climbers work that tree, and you will be, guarantee you will be impressed by going out and coming to the competition. It's just, it's amazing to watch if you've never seen it before.
Well, Shelley, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Shelley Wollerman, a certified arborist and one of the two tree climbers from Wisconsin who will be competing in the International Tree Climbing Championships this weekend in Milwaukee.